Felia and Sveja Zanka knew they wanted to come to Alaska for years.
They actually, on TV, they saw a documentary about Alaska.
That's Jillian Wittstock, whose family hosted the 15-year-old German twins in Petersburg this summer.
They were like, we want to go to Alaska. And so they did all this research and stuff.
The two talked with their local Rotary director in Germany.
So she put it out there and nobody was taking it and nobody was going to get them there.
Enter Petersburg Rotarian Dave Berg.
She talked to him and he's like, well, I'll put it out there in Petersburg and see who takes it.
Still nothing.
He came to my mom and he's like, would Jillian be interested in going to Germany for an exchange?
When Wittstock thought it would be a year-long commitment, she wasn't interested.
I don't really feel comfortable leaving home for that long yet. But then he said it was just for the month and it was just in the summer and I wouldn't be missing any school. It wouldn't be a problem. And I was like, that sounds perfect.
Rotary offers youth exchange programs for teens ages 15 to 19. They vary in length from a few weeks to a full year. The short-term exchange program, or STEP, is relatively new to the organization and allows participants to choose where they want to go. In late June, Wittstock traveled to Soltau, a city in northern Germany between Hamburg and Hanover, and that's where she met the Zanka sisters and spent the next month living with their family.
They took me to a couple different cities. I got to go to Berlin and Rostock and Wismar and Cochem and all over, and we just drove. We didn't have to fly anywhere because it's all very close by.
Then in late July, the three flew together to the United States. First stop, Seattle.
First, we go to the Adele concert in Seattle. That was... Thank you.
That's Felia Zanka. She's the more talkative of the two sisters and visibly excited about their time here.
Then in Alaska, we... What was the first?
The glacier.
The glacier. We make a glacier tour with a boat and with Grandpa Mike.
Mike Schwartz. He took us to LeConte.
Then whale watching.
And that was, oh my God, we see breaches. Breaches? A lot. Four, I think. And I like the whales. It was so so boom, and yes, you feel like that you are so man is so tiny, and they are so big, and I like the whales. And then what was
cabin?
The cabin, and they have a cabin
at Anchor Point.
Mm-hmm. A very pretty cabin, and we make a fire there.
While camping, they tried a new, very American snack.
They tried s'mores for the first time.
That was. Oh, like, I love s'mores. We have no s'mores in Germany. This is sad.
They saw Alaska from the sky, taking a ride on a float plane, and visited the Annan Bear and Wildlife Observatory in Wrangell.
There we see three brown bears and a lot of black bears and also black bear cubs.
Oh,
that was so cute. I think that I want hug her, the little cubs, but then I think maybe not. But it was so cute to see, and it was so that they are so in the so next to yourself, and that was so ooh. But also so
Coming from a city, Felia and Sveja appreciate life in small town Alaska.
You have no traffic, and it's so the rest is beautiful on the night, natural, and the mountains and the trees. It's so beautiful because it for us it's a city, so. And no, I love it here because the air is so free and so clean, and the
and
mountains, and you can
everyone.
Yeah, this is also nice. And then you see the mountains and you hear whales when you wake up.
Sitting with the three girls, it's clear they've become friends. They share laughs, help each other with the other's language, and appear generally at ease. Wittstock says she's more open-minded about traveling now and would like to do another exchange in the future. And all three of them say they would do this one all over again. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.